Being in Rebecca's bed was a dream come true for Bat. He was really getting into it, touching and exploring and kissing. Then Rebecca walked in. All his fantasies came true in the next 3 minutes. She was even more delicious than he had dreamed, Bat thought, as he threw his head back on the pillow in exhaustion. She had been so giving, yet she seemed a million miles away. "I'll take it," Bat said out loud. It was more than he had ever hoped for. She did everything he asked. She even let him watch ESPN in the bedroom. "Where to?" asked the cab driver with no vowels in his name. Chase mumbled the address to his home and then said, "I can't believe I left my tickets at home. We need to step on it or I'm going to miss my flight." The car raced away from the airport. Rebecca rose from bed and through bleary eyes looked out the window. "What's happened to me?" she asked herself. "I've just slept with my boyfriend's evil brother, and I'm not even angry about it." Rebecca thought back over the last 20 minutes, and it seemed like an eternity. "Chase," she said out loud. She remembered now. He'd been in an accident, a plane crash. She'd never dealt with a plane crash of a loved one before, but she thought sleeping with the victim's brother was probably not how most people would handle it. As she walked towards the bathroom, she nearly tripped over the small cellular phone. She picked it up, examined it, and it all came to her. She had been tricked. For the first time her senses returned. How could I have done this? Was he really controlling my mind? The phone in her hand began to ring. Without thinking, she answered, "Hello?" She heard nothing but a very high-pitched squeal. Again, she tried to drop the phone but couldn't. Moments later, she was back in bed. "Rebecca!" Chase called as he entered the house. He felt stupid about leaving his airline tickets behind, but he had to admit he wasn't unhappy about seeing her one more time before his long trip. He walked briskly up the stairs to the bedroom. Words cannot describe what Chase felt when he realized Rebecca was in bed with another man. And when that other man turned out to be his own brother, he felt himself lose control. Rebecca felt like she was watching the scene in slow motion, except it was all moving very fast. Bat had picked up the toilet plunger that they had in bed and held it up as if it were an automatic weapon. Chase rushed to the nightstand, opened the drawer, and removed a shiny .38 caliber Smith & Wesson. While never fired, Chase knew it had a 6-round magazine, enough to take care of this problem. Finally, his face contorted in pain, like when you stub your pinky toe on the dresser. He waved the gun wildly. Rebecca closed her eyes and heard Chase fire a single shot.